Section 1. You will hear a woman phoning to complain about the item she ordered last week. First, you'll have some time to look at questions 1 to 4. You will see there is an example that has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Hello, you are through to the complaints department at Clifton Antiques. Before we begin, I'll just need to take a few details from you. Is that okay?
Yes, of course, no problem.
Okay, can I please have your full name?
My name is Anna Lumley. That's Anna, L-U-M-L-E-Y.
Right.
The name is Anna Lumley, so Lumley has been written in the space. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 4.
Hello, you are through to the complaints department at Clifton Antiques. Before we begin, I'll just need to take a few details from you. Is that okay?
Yes, of course, no problem.
Okay, can I please have your full name?
My name is Anna Lumley. That's Anna, L-U-M-L-E-Y.
Right, and could you give me a contact number which we can use to reach you during the week?
My mobile phone number is 077-876-345.
Okay, great. How can I help you today, Anna?
I ordered a large number of items from you last week on the 20th of February and was expecting them to be delivered on the 27th. However, only half of the shipment has arrived. I just want to make sure that they haven't been lost in transit.
Right, okay. I'm sorry for the inconvenience. Let me track the parcel and see if I can find out when you should expect to receive the rest of your items. What did you list as the delivery address?
I arranged for the parcel to be delivered from your warehouse on Ardell Road to my work address at 235 Ackendale Road.
What was it, sorry?
235 Ackendale Road. A-K-E-N-D-A-L-E.
East C?
Yes, East C.
Right, okay. I've found your parcel here on our system. I can see that you've received your shipment. However, nothing is mentioned about the missing items. I would advise that you wait for 2 days, and if the other items don't arrive then, it may be necessary for you to claim insurance coverage for the value of the items. How much are the missing items worth?
They cost me $34,500.
Well, the insurance company will cover you for 10% of the value, so you could claim $3,450 from them. Just fill in the form on our website, and when the loss is confirmed, you'll receive the money within 1 week. We will refund the rest of the money to you within a month, so you won't suffer a financial loss.
That sounds fine.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 5 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 5 to 10.
I'll just need to take a list of the missing items from you so we can check it against our records. Is that okay?
Sure, no problem. Unfortunately, a lot of the items are one of a kind and therefore irreplaceable. There were some small items, such as lamps and chairs, that aren't very valuable. However, there was a large item of antique furniture and a bag full of first edition books, which were among the first ever to be printed on a press.
Right. Okay. Is there anything else?
Yes. I also purchased a Victorian rocking horse for my daughter, some large oil paintings originating from the Edwardian period, and a few decorative fruit bowls.
Right, okay. I've taken a list of your missing items, so I'll phone the warehouse to see if any of them are lying around.
Ah, I almost forgot. There are a couple of other pieces that I've spotted on your website and would like to order. Can I do that now?
Of course, no problem. Can you give me a description of the items that you're looking to purchase?
There was a gold clock and a golden framed vintage mirror.
Okay, perfect. I'll charge the items to the payment card that you used before, and they should be delivered to you within the next week. Is there anything else that I can do for you today?
Yes, two of the items that I received in the shipment are damaged, so I need to make a claim for a partial refund.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I need to take down a few details of the actual damage over the phone before you put in a full report. Can you tell me which pieces are damaged?
A drawer is missing from the antique mahogany desk, and there is also a dent on one of the corners, so it's unusable.
I see. Any idea of the price of repairing it?
No, well, I don't think it can be repaired. I will need a new one.
Okay, I'll make a note of that, and we'll see what we can do. Anything else?
I also purchased a set of dining chairs with navy leather padding. However, the colour is faded, and one of the legs has completely split down the middle.
Okay, are there any other damaged pieces?
Yes, I purchased a set of Chinese crockery to furnish my dining room table. However, when I opened the box, I found that a cup was missing and that some plates had smashed. Four, actually.
And is that all of the items?
Yes, I think that's all.
Right, I'll calculate the value of the damaged items and we'll issue you a refund.
Okay, thank you so much for your help.
No problem at all, it was my pleasure. Goodbye.
That is the end of section one. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 2.